Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
I think it's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. As always, while it's happening, we remind you right out of the gate, if you got some time today, to swing by our website and vote on the March Madness of Small Towns. We had the mayor of Carlton Place on yesterday. We're going to have the mayor of Almont and Pakenham on today because it's both Mississippi Mills. So, but it's getting heated. We're down to the final four. So go vote if you have some time, please. Now, the dominating news, as it should be, in the last 36 hours now, probably. Would it happen like 1 in the morning, right?
Yeah, yesterday morning. Yeah.
Was the bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah, a big boat hit it, fell down.
What? You've probably seen, you haven't seen the footage, but I would assume if you watch any sort of news, you've seen it.
It's easy to see. It only takes 10 seconds.
It's crazy. That's the mine, like the tragedy, 6 people, it looks like. But they did get the bridge closed to traffic before it happened, which is.
Because it had lost power and it couldn't steer, right? Propulsion.
A giant shipping boat hit the bridge.
Huge, 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 huge boat.
If you don't know, boats don't have brakes.
No. Once they get rolling, if you have no power,
you can't do it off.
Yeah. Right? So the ship lost power and steering capability, and then hit one of the support,
like the main support,
of the bridge, and the entire massive bridge, like huge bridge, like big bridge,
1.6 miles.
Yeah.
Now the whole thing didn't fall, but the main, a good portion of it did, right in the middle. Yeah.
So fast, like it looked like it was made out of like plastic. Like it was crazy how quick it buckled. That's what I mean, the most shocking thing to me is how fast that structure came down.
There's no like hanging on, like being the bridge didn't hold on in pieces. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, think of yourself. You turn your ankle by stepping on a rock, you go down.
Yeah.
You know, the base comes out, you go down.
Yeah, no doubt.
It is wild that there's only 6 people, and it's just missing still, right?
Wow.
They
called the search off yesterday. So.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, they did. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if they're resuming it when daylight, but in the evening yesterday, like we're done.
At this point, it would be a recovery mission, not a rescue.
Yeah.
Mission.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the 2 people survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
One guy refused treatment. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm good. I want to go home. He went and wanted to go see his family. He's like, no, I'm out. I'm not going to the hospital. I got to go home. So how? It's wild.
How only 6 is no. No, it was the time of day. It was wasn't
they had closed it.
They had enough time to close it, but still.
Now you see the picture that they keep showing, right? The far away one.
Yeah.
I know you can't if you're listening to the radio, but it looks like a bridge and a boat. But it's a. Like when they show you like the footage of being on the bridge, like pictures of the bridge, it's a full on highway.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? So it's a lot wider and bigger than
Even the boat.
And the boat. It's like a cruise ship, but for cargo.
Yeah. It's like a massive boat.
It's like an apartment building on its side.
If you've seen one of those boats up close, like roll by on the St. Lawrence they're massive boats. Like massive boats.
Yeah. All made of metal.
Mm.
So then they
I saw some dumb reporter. Made me so
really?
Mad. Yeah, on I don't know, CNN or something. Ask the mayor or the governor. Do you think there was sufficient protection around the base of these bridges?
Code, yeah.
Like, what do you?
There was.
It's a 1,000-foot cargo ship. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
How much? Like, you want to what? You want to build what? A 2,000 thick wall? Like, what are you talking about? Yes, there was. No one ever dreamed of a giant ship
going across. And when it was built, I saw an engineer talk about when it was built in the 70s, cargo ships weren't as big as they are now.
It didn't even matter. You're not going to stop that ship, man.
No.
Like, you can buy the best, most expensive, most safest car in the world, and if you get in a big crash, it's going to get ruined.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Man.
Like you said, you can buy the safest automobile in the world. If a building falls on it,
you're in trouble.
You can't plan for a building to fall on every car.
Oh, you build a bridge, and you're like, well, I hope nobody hits the piles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But they did.
Both tragic and miraculous at the same
time.
Yes,
you're right.
It's a really, really strange story. But that's what's dominating the news today. We'll keep it a little lighter for the rest of the show, though. Here's Pearl Jam on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
There's a question flying around the old interwebs there, guys.
Okay.
And it's not like, is this dress blue? but it's almost as dumb.
Which it wasn't, anyway.
I don't remember.
I don't remember the white.
It was golden white.
Was it? Okay.
Anyway.
I believe you.
The question is, would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million, so guaranteed $1 million?
Okay.
Or a 75% chance of winning $100 billion? So like a 3 out of 4 shot.
I'll take the chance.
You'll risk it?
Yeah, I'll risk it.
For $100 billion?
Yeah.
All right.
Not that $1 million wouldn't be somewhat life-changing, but like you're probably not going to retire on $1 million.
But there is a 1 in 4 chance you'll get nothing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. But I, you know.
You can at least like pay off your mortgage.
I'm currently employed and stuff.
Yeah. I hear you.
$100 billion, like they.
About 50-50 people answering that.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on your position in life currently.
Sure. $100 billion, yeah, like you're right. Like if you're a 20-year-old, $1 million is like that's a lot of money.
If you're really struggling, maybe you got divorced recently, something like that. Why wouldn't you take the $1 million? Bucks, right?
Or if you're like retired already, like I'll just take the extra mil.
Yeah.
Sure.
I can help my kids or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But
I think that's it's too extreme, this question. Like $100 billion? Like why
it's
not
too much?
Like make it a harder choice, like the $10 million.
No, I see what you're saying.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, who wouldn't try $100 million? My God.
If you tried $10 million, I might just take the $1 million.
Yeah, because it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
But $100 billion, that's insane money.
It's insane money.
Like a top 10 person in the world,
right? That's like evil villain, like, like emperor money. Like, that's nuts. $100 billion.
Like, I would like to try.
Yeah.
If someone give me $100 billion and see how it feels.
Yeah. That's an unfathomable amount of money. Like,
well, they say money can't buy happiness, but I'd be willing to test that theory.
I think $100 billion might be enough to buy happiness.
So
that's a crazy.
So
amount
Bill
of money.
Gates,
yeah,
Bill Gates is worth $129 billion.
Mm-hmm. He seems
Bill
happy.
Gates,
he's just like, pretty happy.
Like the long time Uber, the richest guy ever.
Sure, and even those guys, it's their assets that are worth that.
Yeah,
like,
they don't have that
companies
as
their shares. No, you can have $100 billion in the bank, like in cash.
I imagine RBC would be very impressed with me. Let me tell you.
I would be.
I imagine I would be a top customer.
I would be. I think the president might be handling my day-to-day
maybe.
Banking.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would. They'd still treat you the same way.
I don't think I'm getting the intern.
Wait in line, please, sir. Wait in line, please.
Yeah. I like it a wave service. Don't you got to pay a service?
I have more money than you, young man.
Yeah, all of
the
you.
Whole bank.
Yeah.
I'm the bank.
All right.
Look at me. I'm the bank. Now.
Yeah. I just saw that clip yesterday. Yeah. That's perfect.
I say it every morning when I pour my coffee.
I'm the bank?
No, I have a coffee pour over, and I say it to myself standing alone in our little kitchenette. I go, I am the coffee maker now.
Oh, because the coffee maker is there.
Because I'm pouring it with my arm. By myself.
Yeah.
Every day.
Just for you.
Just for me.
All right. We got the circle time coming up. Either of you want to be a wiener connoisseur? I'm not telling you anymore right now. That's all. So you got to answer that question.
Okay.
No? Neither
I
you're know. Biting
I thought
at
Jamie
it?
Already was.
Yeah. So. I've known a couple.
We'll explain coming up on Shea 106.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show we dedicate to stories that caught our attention. The others guys might not be aware of. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jason Barr.
You guys know I like chips a lot, eh? I'm a chip guy.
You are. Covered Bridge.
So this, I do love Covered Bridge, but I'll eat any chips. So Lay's has come out with some new flavors. Well, kind of. One of them is kettle cooked lime and cracked pepper, which has been around before,
sure,
but I guess it was limited edition.
Chip.
It's not
that's
bad.
A good chip.
But they've also got fried pickles with ranch, which is probably like a creamy dill.
Yeah, it sounds like a creamy. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I would have never
they've got BLT sandwich, which I'm not really sure what that'll taste like.
Ketchup and bacon?
Maybe. And then they also have crispy taco, which may or may not taste like taco seasoning or just that roasted chicken flavor they always come out with. So.
Every new chip tastes like the roasted chicken.
Just put a new label on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited to try those.
Yeah, so sorry. Creamy dill, the taco one, was the middle one?
BLT sandwich.
That would be the most interesting, I think, to see if they could
I'd see if I could try that.
All right.
So anyway.
These are out now?
It looks like.
Yeah.
Hopefully in Canada.
Yeah, so
North America. North America, for sure.
All right, well.
Even in Mexico.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks for making more options on getting fatter.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Much appreciated. Speaking of food, guys.
Yeah.
Would either of you consider yourself a wiener expert?
No, I don't think I would be.
Well, James?
I don't know. Like, what's
I know
a,
you like a, what is it, a snap?
I like snap. A nice snap on my wiener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think of the three of us, I'm probably, I ate the most wieners.
You eat the most wieners?
Really? Yeah, probably.
Not anymore, but I used to. Okay. I ate a ton for a long time.
Jamie's eating his pork missiles all winter long, right?
No, just after just barbecue season after hockey. Oh, okay. So once you can stand outside after hockey,
I ate enough
pork missile season.
In my childhood, because my dad was single, just
right.
Used to
oh, yeah.
put them in everything. And then as a teenager, I used to just lie on the couch and eat the skin off them.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
It's gross. We used to eat them every Tuesday at the fire hall. they'd been on so long, they turn into pepperettes. But
what a convenient food, eh?
Yeah.
But if you consider yourself a wiener connoisseur,
okay,
there's an online gambling site. Called BetUS, and they're looking to hire you to visit all 30 major league ballparks and check out the wieners at each one. So you get to eat the hot dogs at every major baseball stadium there is. They don't care how good they are. They just want you to measure each one to see which has the biggest and which has the smallest.
Couldn't they just ask the...
I'm sure they could, but this is a funner job to send someone to from stadium.
So are they
to stadium.
Suggesting that the size of the wiener matters?
That's what they are suggesting.
Oh, okay.
So you need to measure the length and the girth.
Oh.
And also how hefty it is, like how weighty it is.
Sorry to get technical.
Yeah. Well,
with bun or just the wiener?
I think it's just the wiener.
Okay.
Okay.
You can wrap it in a... I mean... Yeah. I'm sure the presentation of it will be in bun, but...
Presentation's important, too. Best hot dog I ever had was at a baseball game when it was... I caught it after it was fired out of the hot dog cannon.
Well, that's why it was the best.
Yeah. I took it right out of an old lady's hands almost. Like, she was behind me, and I saw her raise her hands, and I just snatched it. I know you don't believe me because I miss pucks all the time playing goal, but no, I caught that hot dog.
Hey,
get lucky once.
Yeah. Sun shines on a dog's ass every now and again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, the sun shone on my ass that day.
Now, was it just delicious because of the triumph?
No, the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
It may have been a gross hot dog. I don't know, but just the triumph of it all.
It's like drunk food. Like, you always remember that after bar food is the greatest food ever, but really you're just Hasselhoff on the floor. Anyways, so you can apply on their website if you're interested.
Sweet.
All right.
Again, that was BetUS. Jimmy, what do you got?
So... I didn't know if this was real. I thought this was just a social media joke. You guys might have seen it. Our friends from the Big Smoke, Toronto, just south there.
Okay.
They're pondering, they're taking to council to ponder the implementation of a rain tax.
What is that?
What's a rain tax?
So they're calling it a rain tax, but they're going to consult with water users. So mainly
everyone. Everyone uses water.
And they're going to bring in a stormwater charge and water service charge consultation.
For what?
Based on the square footage of hard surfaces you have on your property.
So
if you have a bigger roof, if you have a patio, your driveway, those are things that can't sop water into the earth.
But it just goes into the storm drains and they can use it that way.
That's going to cost you potentially in Toronto. This is the...
what a piece of garbage city.
The latest thing. It's not the first place to do it. They do it in Kitchener, apparently.
Really?
And Mississauga, parts. In Toronto. A rain tax. They're calling it a rain tax. So whenever it rains, just know if it's a rainy season, you might be paying more in tax.
What if you're...
it might be a one
What if you
thing.
Collect the rain that comes off your hard surfaces and use it for that? You're not allowed.
But I don't understand.
You're not allowed to collect and use rainwater. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Illegal.
Since when?
Yeah. I didn't.
It's crazy.
I still don't understand what difference it makes if you have a roof or a patio or driveway. The water is going to end up in the ground.
Of course it is.
But like it's going to go into the waterway. Yeah, it's going to go in those things that are meant to putting water to the waterways, the sewers.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's
Whoever
there for.
Came up with that, if it was a man,
one of the dumbest things I've ever
should
heard.
Be kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
That's the dumbest
ridiculous.
Things I've ever heard.
Well, it's the article. It's the article is.
Don't they have
really
a new
funny.
Mayor?
Olivia Chow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. There's
they
your
said,
answer.
They said, "How are they going to measure this? Send out a bunch of of her people with bright orange measuring
probably.
Tapes."
Probably. They'll use Google Maps.
They're going to use Google Maps
and measure the surface of your roof and everything like that.
So imagine you put a nice new patio in your backyard, even if you're just in a townhouse.
Uh huh.
put a patio in your backyard, you're going to be paying more.
Still goal is just runs off the patio into the grass beside the patio.
Yeah.
Now, they're just going to talk about it, guys. They're not implementing it yet.
That's ridiculous.
Stop talking about it and start talking about other things. The fact that people can't afford to live in your city. Maybe that should be a little more
That is ridiculous.
Pressing. You twits.
Yeah, like, I'm already mad because I live in a rural area and I don't use city water or sewer,
but
I have to pay a fee for not using it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I'm already mad about that. So don't dare bring that here.
No, they will. I mean, I'm surprised it's not here already. Well, anyways, all right.
Well, that made me mad.
Thanks,
I want to talk about wieners and chips more now.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Spot in the show. We play some of your messages. We do it twice a morning. You can leave them anytime you want at 216-3849 at 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
We got a text message to the Dougie Line, which is always fun.
Okay. That's amazing.
All right, yeah.
I'm just listening now, and I want to correct something. Dairy Queen is not ice cream. They cannot call it ice cream.
All right.
All right. I mean, it is, so...
I don't think it matters. Like,
who was it? Did we talk about Dairy Queen yesterday or something?
Well, they were doing something the other day. What were they doing? I forget what they were doing.
So, technically, this is from the Dairy Queen site. Technically, our soft serve does not qualify to be called ice cream.
Oh.
To be categorized as ice cream, the minimum butterfat content must be 10%, and our soft serve only has 5% butterfat content.
I did not know that.
So, it's still.
So, what is it then?
Creamed
ice cream. What do they call it then?
It's a. Cold dessert.
Ice milk?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that what it's made out of?
Let me file that in the category of I don't care.
I got it. I don't really care either. But
I'm going to eat it anyway.
Yeah. I didn't know they couldn't call it ice cream. I didn't know that was a...
Like, that person is, like, either they've got some time or their life is just so, they're, like, so annoyed by things.
They took the time out to text us that it's not...
Or they own they work for a Baskin-Robbins. Yeah.
You know what's weird, though? So then McDonald's clearly can't.
Probably.
No, they can't.
Okay.
Because McDonald's... It's not even dairy, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's like, I forget what it is.
It's much more marshmallowy than like a dairy queen.
Did you guys watch The Founder, the Michael Keaton McDonald's movie?
I have not seen it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I like Violet.
But there's a part where they're trying to obviously earn more money. And these people have invented, for a long time, the ice cream at McDonald's was just a packet in water. And you would stir it. For the milkshake, sorry.
Oh.
They would pour a packet into a glass of water, stir it, and it was like the consistency and the taste of a milkshake. They got rid of it, obviously, eventually. But this was in the early days. And I was like, I don't know why it gave me the heebie, because I used to love a McDonald's shake. Yeah, it's like a shake from time to time. I haven't had one in years, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
Am I ripping right now? I was going to say, I guess.
You got some...
There's some stuff over there.
There's a huge controversy. Did you inhale that? What's going on with you? What is happening?
There's a huge controversy about Dairy Queen ice cream. Or, like, who cares, man?
Just enjoy it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Eat it.
Yes.
I don't know.
People get worked up.
I saw someone that they're making ice cream cakes and they're putting them in cups now for you.
Oh, yeah.
You can get your own little ice cream cake.
That's a pretty smart idea.
Sure.
Because sometimes...
Well, no, who wants a full cake? How often are you getting a full cake?
Each a month to eat it.
Yeah.
Well, a single guy didn't, but I'll be honest.
Did you have one this morning?
Yeah, I'm all hyped up.
All right, what else you got? Fake ice cream.
Okay, this guy, me and him, kindred spirits, maybe. Okay, we were talking about my love for eggs. You guys ripped me on my love for eggs.
Because every time you eat them, you get diarrhea. I don't know why you have to.
Okay.
So stupid. It's the dumbest thing ever.
I'm with you on the eggs, buddy. I, too, get the squirts after eating them. But damn it, when I go out for breakfast, I'm getting the eggs Benedict. Screw everybody else's noses and turlet.
Turlet.
Screw everybody else's noses and turlets. It's a terrible thing. Like, you guys could totally eat an egg, like a nice runny egg, and be totally fine.
Nothing. Doesn't faze me. I mean, I might be a little gassy later in the day or something, but I'm not, like, bolting to the toilet like you are every single time and then questioning why it happens every time. I don't know what happened. You ate eggs again! Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Jamie and this guy running to the toilet all the time.
Jamie
has gone to the toilet again, been eating eggs.
Keep getting these holes in my leg. Stop shooting yourself in the legs. What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's what it's like watching you eat eggs.
You guys have said, why are you eating that?
Yeah,
I love them.
Yeah.
I got a problem.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Well, you know, I wish I could help you, Jamie.
Hey,
but,
thanks.
You know, you're looking good, though. You dropped some weight over there.
Oh, so thanks, Doug.
You eat more eggs or less eggs? What's working?
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Just the chagrin of my wife.
To the chagrin of my wife. You're in there again?
Yeah.
If she doesn't like a toaster oven in your counter, she doesn't like you eating eggs. No. That's for sure.
You want to reach our Dougie line? It's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
On a Bigs and Bar Show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is when we count. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board. It's got a bunch of stuff, including $1,000.
We have Dan on the phone.
Oh, Danny boy.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Good, you?
We're all right. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Locked and loaded. Here we go.
Okay, Dan, your time will begin after I read the first question. Driscoll Mountain is the highest point in what U.S. state?
Louisiana.
Andrew Rankin invented what men's bathroom product 158 years ago today?
Pass.
The razor?
Who directed Pulp Fiction?
Quentin Tarantino.
What type of whiskey is Jack Daniels?
Delicious.
What is better, Irish whiskey or scotch?
Irish whiskey.
All right, let's go over your answers.
All right.
What is better, Irish whiskey or scotch? Very ambiguous question.
Yeah.
He said Irish whiskey. That is the answer here. It depends on which
of
one
course.
It is.
I prefer like a Jameson over any scotch for sure. I would think. It's whiskey day after all.
So what does Jamie like better is what it should have been.
Well, of course.
What does Jamie like better? Yeah. What type of whiskey is Jack Daniels? You passed on that. It's a straight bourbon or Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah.
So it tastes a bit like plastic. It's not great.
No, it's not. It's
you
a
don't
mixer.
Like Jack Daniels?
It's
I don't
a mixer.
Mind it.
It's a mixer.
It's not.
It's fine.
It's not good. Who directed Pulp Fiction? You knew it was Quentin Tarantino. Andrew Rankin invented what men's bathroom product 158 years ago today? You said the razor. That's incorrect. It was the urinal.
The urinal.
Oh, wow.
And Driscoll Mountain is the highest point in what U.S. state? You did know it was Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, Dan, not the best.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Next time.
You're fine.
For sure.
You'll be fine. But thanks for calling or texting and enjoy the day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Okay.
All right. Enjoy your wind tunnel.
Yeah. Did he have it on Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Was he sitting in the back row of a van on Bluetooth or?
Yeah. Like a white van with no, just metal on the end.
Yeah. That's it. Back. Yeah.
Hey, Dan, you handle these questions. All right.
Yeah.
What? Anyways. Guys.
Oh, yeah.
There's something in the bananas.
Something in the bananas.
There's something in the bananas.
Potassium?
Well, that is accurate, but that's
it
not.
It is in the bananas,
not,
too.
That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'll tell you what they're, what's in the bananas at Loblaws.
Green.
But that's not what we're talking about either.
You were on about those green bananas.
It makes me crazy. It makes me crazy. I'm paying you $8 million for a bucket of groceries.
Bananas? Oh, I see.
For a bag of groceries. You can make sure the bananas are even slightly yellow. You... Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. Something else in the bananas. We'll let you know what it is coming up on Shea 106.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show. We bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you wanted to go first.
Yeah, I was disappointed in some children yesterday.
What do you mean?
Well, I was driving home. I was at the intersection of Carp Road and Richardson Side Road there where the Cat and Carp is. And there was a school bus in front of me. And there's some children on it. And there was a big truck in front of them. So it was carrying like stones and stuff like that. So it took a while to get around the corner. So I had to sit behind this bus for a long time. Not one kid gave me the finger.
No.
Not one kid pretended to pick their nose and flick it at me or anything like that. No one mocked mooning.
Not Nothing. One.
No funny faces.
Now how old are they? Were they like not kindergarten? Like these are older elementary school?
It was like a sports team of sorts. I believe it said, it was hard to read from where I was sitting, but I think it said Buccaneers on the back of their jerseys that they were wearing, basketball, I think. So If you are a parent of a kid that was on the bus yesterday with a Buccaneers jersey on, let it be known that you have raised some very respectful children, but I was also disappointed.
Not one in a bunch, eh? Not one,
not
a single one.
Not one. They looked at me, too. Like, it was like...
Maybe the rotten apples were at the front of the bus.
Or maybe they made them sit in the front. No.
Maybe they made them sit in the coaches, all the responsible ones in the back.
I saw it, and I was like, I wonder what these kids are going to do. I'm like, right behind. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And
nothing.
That's odd.
Nothing.
Because I've been fairly optimistic about children the last little bit about, like, I went into a park, you go by the baseball diamond, and some child, you could tell because the size of the feet, had moved their foot around the gravel to make a male member right in the big baseball field. And I was like, okay, so there's still some sense of humor going on. You know what I mean? It made a big D.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the thing. And then I saw someone say, change a sign. Like it was a Lions Club sign. And someone changed it to free poo. You know what I mean? On this side. So I was like,
funny.
So someone, you know what
so
I mean?
That's funny.
So I'm like, they're still out there.
Yeah.
I guess it's just not as common as it was when we were younger.
Not on that bus. Yesterday.
You get a sign where you can access the letters. That sign was getting changed.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but everything, I mean, there's video everywhere now, right? So people
that's
are
true.
Afraid of getting caught on
that's
video.
That's true.
And maybe that's what it was. I wouldn't have told on them.
No, yeah. They don't know, though.
Had they given me the finger and pretended to flick snot, I never would have given away the name of the team.
Yeah.
You would have kept the
I wouldn't have told you the
chest.
Location or anything like that.
Yeah.
I would have
you're an honorable
let them continue
man.
On.
You're an honorable man.
I'm no snitch.
No. All right. Guys.
Yeah.
Another reason for me to be mad at bananas. It's well documented that I cannot stand the fact that grocery stores put out green bananas. But I will take green bananas over a scorpion because a fella in Laval, Quebec says he was stung by a scorpion concealed in a bunch of bananas he had purchased at Costco.
Oh, okay.
So he said, I removed the paper from around the bananas and got stung by a scorpion. He said it hurt twice as the pain of a wasp sting, which is very specific too.
Yeah, it probably won't kill you but unless you're allergic to it, you know?
Yeah. So they're from the southern United States or Central America. And they are found actually pretty frequently in the...
Yeah.
Production process, like the, but not usually by the time it gets to store.
Ah. In 2017, I just did a quick Google search. They found the same type of thing in Nova Scotia and in Montreal just last year as well.
What?
Yeah, they're more common than you think. They say this guy was from Guatemala. He's just on a little vacation.
Mm.
Just
hanging
out.
You don't expect that.
No, you don't. You really don't.
No, I mean, but wouldn't you, I know they're not that big, but they're big
That's
enough.
Tiny.
They're big enough, though.
Like they're bigger than the sticker on the bananas,
so.
No.
It's But yeah. if it's hiding under the, like if some of them have
in
a
the
little
bunch.
Paper right near the top, which is where it would be. It's
yeah,
not
going
to hang out surfing on the end of the banana, right?
Why not?
It's
going to
be in
this
little
daredevil scorpion.
Yeah, a banana home, so you pick them up it's by like there.
Yeah, not a cool scorpion.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently not cool because he's stung
no,
the first
that's
guy.
True, yeah,
another
yeah.
thing to look out for.
Yeah.
I am a banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what the scorpion was trying to be?
Yeah.
I am a banana.
No, you're not.
You're not green.
Liar. You're not green. I don't know, man. You seem to be the only one talking about these green bananas.
I am not. Anyone who shops anywhere.
Yeah, there are a lot of green bananas.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
For sure.
Wall-to-wall green bananas.
Yeah, yes.
Isn't that the point, though? You can bring them home
because
you want to eat them right away?
4 days. They're so green, you can't eat them.
Sometimes.
It's so stupid. Though.
Sometimes they don't change from green. They go straight to brown. They don't go to the yellow stage.
What?
But in between, they're still okay to eat. Like, they get ripe inside.
Mm. Man. That's bananas.
Like what?
Yeah.
Stop it. Like I know a pear, we're used to only having a 10-minute window to eat a pear, but
sure.
From when
yes.
it's too hard, too soft.
Yes.
We all know that though. That's known. Bananas, it was fine for decades. They were yellow. You pick them up, you can eat them. Maybe a tinge of greens, so you know, okay.
Yeah,
In a day, I can, it won't taste like chalk, but it's not, it's insane. I have to buy them 2 weeks ahead. I have a banana ripening process in my kitchen.
Yeah.
You got an assembly line kind of
thing.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's
But, you know, they're not making enough money.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hope everyone's doing well today, and thank you for joining us. And as you may or may not know, I don't know how you wouldn't, the March Madness of small towns is happening again. And we are down to the final four, and two expected, I think. Two for sure. I think we thought Almont and Carlton Place would be in that Final Four
yes.
again. They had so much support last year that We knew they'd be there. Merrickville, nice surprise because it's a real nice spot. I'm there quite often. Very nice. And some good folks out that way. And then Pakenham.
The surprise would be Pakenham.
Surprise everybody. Yeah. Now, two of those places have the same mayor because they're in the same area called Mississippi Mills.
One mayor to rule them all.
Her name is Krista Lowry, and she is on the phone right now. How are we doing this morning, Honorable One?
Well, how are you?
We're well. We're good. We're good. Now, we're very familiar with you because you were the mayor of the winning town last year of Almont.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hang out for the day. You came out to our St. Pat's Palooza this year. I mean, old chums now.
Yeah.
Old pals.
That's right. We go way back.
So what do you got new for us this year to inspire folk to vote for either of your towns that are in this contest this year?
Well, you know, in the intro, you had said that Pakenham was a surprise. I think the surprise was that Pakenham wasn't in it last year.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a surprise for me. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I see.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's, you know, there's lots of really great towns on that on your list.
For sure.
And but for people who aren't familiar with Pakenham, it's the kind of place where, you know, you could go skiing in the morning, and by the time it warms up in the afternoon, you go golfing right in the same town, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, like you go and buy yourself a freezer and fill it full of steaks from the same spot.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean? Absolutely small town vibe, and it's amazing.
It is a small town, but there's lots of stuff there. I'm often in Pakenham.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Some bridge,
nice.
Right?
What's your favorite thing in Pakenham?
Probably the weed store.
Weeds and then scoops, maybe? The ice cream spot?
The ice cream's good, too.
And that checks out.
Maybe the feed store as well. We're fine there.
Yeah.
Is every place in Pakenham a one-stop shop? Is the whole town just a one general store, basically?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, if you can't find it at Pakenham, you probably don't need it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, all fairness, probably. Really. But basic needs, weed and ice cream. I mean, what else?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
One thing keeps coming across. People talk about this bridge.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
The five-span bridge. It's a stone bridge, and it's the only one of its kind outside of Russia.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty amazing.
So it's a communist town.
outside of Russia. Outside.
All right. Well, you're one of our faves, and we're glad you're in it, and you got a good shot of winning again because you have two of the four.
Two towns.
You know, so no one could ever knock you as mayor because clearly you're doing something right out there.
Rallying the troops.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I will say you had a different.
It's the towns themselves.
Oh,
really
I see.
Great people. Great.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
Uh-oh.
Terrible service there, though. Phone service. Yeah. Real bad in those Mississippi mills.
I was going to ask if Pakenham wins, where are we going to set up? Because we know where we're going to set up.
Oh, probably by the five-span bridge.
Oh, really?
A nice park there and maybe some fishing and stuff.
Huh? Do we have to hail Putin before we head on the Russian bridge?
Not.
No.
It's here.
It's a lovely bridge. That's the only joke I got. I'm not very sharp this morning. But you want to vote, go to Shea106.com and do so. So we have one mayor left to talk to.
Merrickville.
Yeah, she covers two. And we talked to Toby there from CP yesterday. And the same mayor that hasn't yet to get back to us this year was the same mayor that didn't get back to us last year.
Yeah.
Now, last year he had some personal stuff going on. We found it after. But this year.
After we made fun of him on the radio.
That's why I haven't mocked him yet.
That's what we do. Yeah, I know.
Hey, how were we supposed
to? No, you're right.
Okay, another guy's family going on? I don't know. Please, I can't remember his name right now. So, I'm just saying. You don't either, for once.
Mike.
Nice. Mike. Well, mayor of Merrickville, whoever you are, you got a day. Or we're ripping you a new one again.
Yeah.
No mercy. Go vote. Shea106.com. That's us. Go vote. Do you want me to say the name again? On Shea106?
Oh, sure. I wasn't looking at you. Sorry.
That's fine.
I was ordered not.
My goodness. Olympic finish here.
Yeah.
Good fact.
It's our contest where we bring on two contestants. We give them each three potential facts
They have to tell us which of the three are fact and which ones we can get fact.
We've got John and Daniel on the phone.
Oh, Danny boy.
Another one. Bunch of Dan's today. Hey, John. Hey, Dan. How you guys doing?
Not bad.
Excellent.
John first.
You want to go first, John?
Sure.
All right. Today's edition of Get Fact is a special Scorpions edition because there was a scorpion found in some bananas in Laval. Stung the guy in the hand.
Banana.
And it's made some news. So we're going to just talk scorpion facts this morning, all right? So, John.
Yes.
Is this fact or not? Scorpions can survive a nuclear radiation.
No.
You're saying that's okay. Not right. A fact. All right, let's find out.
Good foul.
All right, there you go. So John got that one.
You played the wrong clip, Jamie.
Yeah. He was right. He was correct.
I gave you a thumbs up.
That means fact.
Yeah, get fact means it's not fact.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. My bad.
That's fact.
That was fact.
That was a fact?
That was a fact.
Sorry.
I'm confused. So we got zero?
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it right. He didn't get it right.
I played the right boo noise, but the wrong fact.
Studies have shown that scorpions can withstand doses of radiation that would be lethal to humans, making them among the most resilient creatures on Earth.
All right, then.
My bad.
All right.
All right.
Dan.
Yes.
Your first scorpion potential fact. There are over 20,000 species of scorpions.
That's not true.
Not true. That's not a fact.
Good fact.
You are correct.
So he's correct.
Yeah. All right. It's only 2,000.
That's 1-0 for Daniel. Then.
Yes.
2,000 is still pretty.
A lot of scorpions.
That's a lot of different types.
Even if it was just one of each.
That is true. All right, John. Scorpions can control the potency of their venom.
Yes, they can.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's fair.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, tied at one.
They can choose to deliver a dry sting without the venom to warn off predators before they zap you.
Hmm. Yeah. What a creature.
Yes, they are. They're what a creature indeed. All right, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Scorpions have been around for about 10 million years. Is that a fact?
True.
Saying it's true.
Oh, wow, okay.
Good fact.
That's 430 million years.
Okay.
Which means they would have also been around for 10 million years. Damn it.
So does he get it or not?
Well, I worded the question poorly. On a technicality, he gets
it
right.
Because they have been around for 10 million years. So it's true.
So he gets it.
You would have had to say only been around for 10 years. But you didn't put the
I didn't put the only in.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we got it. All right. Congratulations.
All right. So, John, if you don't get this one, you can get fact.
Yeah. All right. John, scorpions can live for over a year without food. Is that a fact?
Oh. Not true.
Oh, not true. Let's find out.
That's fact.
Oh, well, it is true. So you're wrong.
Daniel wins.
Yeah, they're able to slow their metabolism to a third of the rate for whatever, the normal. To survive.
A year.
Yeah, they can live a whole year without food, scorpion.
Daniel doesn't even have to answer the third question.
No, he doesn't. There you Congratulations, go. Daniel, on that sloppiest ever edition of Good Fact.
Yeah.
You came out on top. You got yourself $100 in Lotto, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
All right, get their terrible phones up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrible phones.
That's really distracting. Hey, gentlemen.
Yes.
I have discovered. Now, I have to give my brother credit. My brother introduced me to maybe the greatest scam.
Okay.
But allowed, like, legal scam in the history of food scams.
Is it taxes?
Food scams.
Hmm?
Is it insurance?
No.
Okay. Food scams.
Just food scams.
Okay.
All right.
This is going to blow both your minds and everybody else. I'm telling you right
now.
Okay. And they're probably going to catch on to it soon. So
is it selling bottled water?
No.
Okay.
No. You have to do the minimal and you will get so much free stuff.
All right.
I'm going to tell you. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Welcome to the spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Maybe the others aren't aware of. Jason, you wanted to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Just a fun fact for you about our friends in North Korea.
Okay.
Jeans, like denim, blue jeans.
Yeah, banned. Yeah.
They're banned in North Korea because they're seen as a symbol of U.S. imperialism.
Okay.
So footage right now is going viral because there's a clip of a British TV host doing some gardening, and I guess everyone really wanted the valuable information that was in the gardening video.
Okay.
But the TV host was wearing jeans, so the government has blurred his jeans
out. No!
Yeah. So the next time you're feeling oppressed here, just know that you're still allowed to wear jeans.
Yeah, still wearing
and look at other people wearing jeans.
Yeah.
So someone always has it worse than we do, right? Like, I don't like carbon taxes and all that stuff, same as you guys, but I can wear jeans.
You can, right? You can.
Man.
That's it. Just a fun fact.
Sure. Probably not so much fun for them.
No.
But
jeans are very comfortable.
Jamie, what do you got?
Scam alert.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Scam alert.
Okay.
So, this has happened
What reaction did you want?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I can imagine this coming here, so just be on the lookout for this. This was posted by, thank you, Jason. He's on the lookout.
Got my
shielding
hand above my eyebrows.
His eyes
shielding
from
the
sun.
Looking out.
All right.
In Waterloo, Ontario.
Okay.
The Waterloo Regional Police. So, we got these speed cameras, right?
Yeah.
Man, these crooks, they're at it now. They're texting people about your sped and to send your money to a certain link. So people, if they get someone who's gone through a speed zone, then you think, oh, geez, I wonder if I was speeding.
Right.
Like the speed cameras.
Yeah, fresh idiot just sends money to a text message.
I think enough for them to keep doing it.
Yeah, there must be.
Because they keep doing these scams. So they're like, we will send you something in the mail if you're speeding. So don't pay to Ontario courts-setfines-ca.com.
Yeah. They got an official website.
Oh, yeah. The link and everything. They will not text you.
I mean, okay, that's a little more. Yeah. I mean, that sounds pretty official. So, yeah, I could see why, someone who's not. I don't pay them when they send me the official stuff.
Says
in the
anyway,
mail.
So you're okay. You're not going to get a text message.
Yeah, it's like you're not going to get me with a text message.
I tend to reply to the spam messages just with. I got one yesterday, and I said that you're full of poop, but not so nicely.
Right, yeah.
I told someone to go do something to an elephant's genitalia.
Okay.
I told someone to go get a sharp stick and do something to themselves.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But are these the ones that I got one yesterday that said, hi, are you working today?
Yeah, I get those too.
With a shamrock.
Like, I'll send it to you soon or something like that.
Yeah, I got this. Yeah. The one I told that they're full of poop yesterday, it was, hi, I'm Kira from Film Bank Media. We're recruiting movie ticket clerks who can work flexible hours and earn money. Are you interested? And they did not reply to my reply.
Meanwhile, some girl named Kira gets that message at the computer.
There is the chance that I am insulting some people who with real messages.
Legitimate.
Read the room.
Yeah. They do come to my spam folder in my phone, so
it tells me. I have a scam.
All right.
Scam alert.
But this is for us.
That we can use.
Oh, we can scam people.
Everyone
okay.
listening.
Beneficial.
No, right. Everyone listening can use this.
Okay.
Let me write this down.
And it's okay so far. So, my brother sent me a link to a social media video about this guy describing this technique for roll up the rim. All right?
Okay.
Tim Hortons.
Your brother, big tracksuit guy, right? Same brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes tracksuits. He said he was going to test it out to make sure it worked.
Okay.
He did. It's 100% legitimate. It has worked for him. He's done it twice. So here's the roll up the rim scam, all right? You can go buy a cup of hot water for 20 cents.
Okay.
And you will get a spin. You'll get a roll.
If you scan your app.
Yeah. If you use your app to scan it.
All right.
So 20 cents. So for $10, you can get 100 rolls.
Oh,
if you go say, hey, I'd like to buy $10 worth of warm water, because that's all they charge you for a cup of hot water.
It's 20 cents.
It's 20 cents.
All right.
Then you get the 100 rolls, and then you will gain way more back off the 100 rolls.
Wow.
So my brother did it. He spent, he did it in two, but he ended up buying, for $20, he got 100 rolls. From those 100 rolls, he got 15 coffees, 3 donuts, 6 months Sirius XM, and a $10 Bay gift card. So 3 coffees, say $3 a piece. That's $45. 3 donuts, another $2 for those.
$47, 6 months serious. Who knows? We'll just say it's free anyways because they're giving that out all over the place because it's garbage. And and yeah. a $10 gift card. So he got like almost $60 worth of stuff.
Okay.
Off from, of 20.
From 20.
For 20 in rolls. And you don't all have right. to take the hot water. Like you think, oh my God, what am I going to do with
Of course
it?
Not.
You just say, can you just charge me for whatever, $100 yeah, for the hot
water? The employee is not going no, to they don't want care. To give you all that water.
Unless you're
anyway.
Running my luck, I'd run into the hot shot of the month employee to... Bell would go off. Absolutely not, sir.
So,
that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you get the rolls for the... Because
I'll tell you.
For 20 cents.
When you just do a roll every now and again, we stopped. I had enough points from the NHL picks, this and that.
Sure.
We haven't won like six
no,
in a
they're
row.
Tight. They're, tight
they're real
this
tight.
Year.
And it's, then you get all the people arguing.
This year.
Well, even if you win a coffee, you should get the roll up because you used to when you'd hand in your cup and no matter.
No,
if you,
don't,
won,
you don't get it anymore. Do if you use your roll win to get something, yeah, you don't get another one.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's like out of 100, he only won 19 times.
The one in
20
five.
Times out
one
of 100.
One in five.
Mm. One in five. But Hopefully. Because you're only charging 20 cents a roll.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing it again this morning. He texted me. He goes,
that's amazing.
I'm pulling up right now to do it again.
All right.
So
I can see how that would be useful for some people. For
it
sure.
would be, yeah, yeah. you know.
Like, hey, free like coffees, free coffee.
15 coffees for 20 bucks. Let alone the donuts and the Sirius and the gift cards. You know?
It's amazing.
So there you go.
Let us know if you try it out.
Go give it a shot this morning. See how it works. Leave it on our doggy line.
They'll ban it.
No. 216. Well, there's only a couple days left to roll up the rim. But yeah, I know the message is getting, the word's getting out. Yeah. Next
the next
the rim,
time, absolutely.
Water
not.
Will not be, will yeah. not no. count for a
Definitely
roll.
Be written into yeah. the rolls yeah, next yeah. time.
But go try it out.
That's hilarious. Fighting against the man.
Yeah.
Sticking it to the man.
Get him! All of Ottawa does it.
Yeah, yeah.
We get fined. All of a sudden, there's a letter to go to court to tell people to stop buying free water.
I don't condone it then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. we got some Dougies coming up, but try it out and leave it on our Dougie.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, I was busy looking at the votes. We got an interesting call here. Watch out.
Okay.
Apparently, they're letting the Martians out.
What?
Yeah, here, listen to this, Phil. He sounds legit.
I don't know if you got a warning from NORAD, but the internet, it will be going off the air on April 1st for 5 minutes because they're opening the black hole to let all the Martians out.
So NORAD. Shutting the internet. Yeah, NORAD shutting the internet off.
Off the air.
Off the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if those Martians will bring you a Kleenex, sir, so you can blow your nose.
Sounds a little sick, a little stuffed up.
Does sound like he's got some blocked airways. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a permanent thing, though. So
Yeah.
It's a bit early for April Fool's jokes. It's March 27th.
I don't know if there's something the general population does more that irks me for no reason than April Fool's.
Mm.
It's just so...
I hear you.
Overdone, lame, played out...
Like, it's better to have a joke like that when it's not April Fool's.
Yeah. Day. It's just, and all the news idiots and the TV talking head yahoos do it.
But you know exactly why.
I gotcha. Like, it's just, no, you didn't.
But you know exactly why. It's because it's accepted then. Because if someone did that joke elsewhere, they would get in so much trouble.
They don't do anything interesting.
It doesn't matter.
It's all the same lame
But if they did
stuff.
That, if they did that,
our show's
would be like,
been canceled. Ho, 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 ho. Like, we're switching formats of the radio station. Ho, ho, ho. Like, it's so lame.
Or,
like
or you guys get in a fight and one of you storms
true.
Off.
Yeah. Oh, let's have a fake argument. Ho, 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 ho. Like, unoriginal, overplayed. Yeah. I'm sorry if it makes me sound like a comedy snob, but it's just, it's the worst.
It's true.
It's the worst.
I can't disagree with you.
So bad.
I played a pretty good prank on you guys.
NORAD let the Martians out the black hole. Ho, 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 ho.
When did you play a prank on us?
I played a pretty good prank on you guys about a decade ago. It wouldn't fly these days. And I kept playing a weird little noise under all the stuff. And we secretly had a balloon as a character who would hang out in the studio.
Right.
And
Giovanni.
I had this Giovanni Balloon.
Yeah, Giovanni Balloon.
Who I lost the password to his Twitter account. I can't get back in. But he would tweet about balloons and retweet balloons.
You're saying so much stuff no one has any idea what you're saying.
We had
a balloon in the studio. Jason drew a face on it.
We named him Giovanni. He became a character on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We had him interview celebrities.
Yes.
We had a Twitter account for him.
Yeah.
And then we killed him.
You killed him.
We popped the balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was super annoying.
What a ridiculous thing.
So I kept playing little clips of Giovanni. He's very low.
Yeah.
And then I remember I made us sleep over.
You brought him back.
To find out what it was, and I brought him back on April Fool's, and I got you guys. You guys were.
I thought you brought him back on Easter because he came back like Jesus.
As a ghost, yeah.
Didn't he come back on Easter?
No, you're right.
Yeah, I think it was Easter. Yes. Yeah.
That was again 10 years ago.
Yeah. You don't even remember your own prank.
No.
See? We just did, God, it just illustrated how stupid they are. That's ridiculous. Do you have any more Dougies or what?
Sure.
All
right, here.
Yeah, we're talking about calling people goofs and goofballs. I personally love calling people goofs, and it's even funnier when you call them an effing goof because it's like calling somebody a clown. Like, you effing goof. Like, it's not serious, but you can also make it sound serious, but everybody knows it's not real. Friggin' goof.
Yeah, but what is a goof? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think
depends
goofy
where you are.
I understand that, Jason. But like, a clown is a thing. You can picture what a clown is. So when you call someone a clown, like this, you know what I mean? Clown's like, you picture it with the big shoes and all that. So when you call someone a clown,
it's so dismissive.
Yeah, right. Like, this clown.
It's clown.
Yeah, you're a clown.
Like, it's just.
It's also kind of offensive to clowns.
Clowns like, you know are what I mean? Offensive. I'm not.
Can you be
clowns.
Offensive to clowns? Like,
yeah. Or they should take the joke.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be
funny.
They should
have the best sense of humor, but they don't because they've never been funny.
No.
Best day of my life was driving down the highway and looked over and there's a
car full
car
of clowns.
Full of clowns going
best.
Somewhere. I was like, that's the best.
A party.
Guys smoking.
Yeah, literally. They anyway. To get their stuff on before.
Yeah, Goof's a good one. All right. Too.
The Biggs and Barr
Thanks
Show.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, we appreciate it. Our podcast every day is on iTunes, Spotify, where we get podcasts. Biggs and Barr Show, go grab it. Please give us a subscription if you don't mind. Appreciate it. Follow all our other social. 9 o'clock, Amy's coming in with another name to get you paid. What else?
Someone has confirmed, Chris, through texting. They just did the hot water hack at Tim's and it worked.
Oh, I told you it worked.
Yeah.
Told you it worked.
It seems like a lot of work for me.
It's not. You just have to pull up to a Tim's window and say, hey, I'd like to buy however much money worth of hot water, and then you get all the spins.
That's not
hard work for me. But you don't need the hot water.
Yeah.
Well, pulling into a drive-thru is work for you?
No, I just don't. It's not a place I go, so.
Yeah, but for free things.
But I don't want the free things that are there.
Yeah, he doesn't even like their product.
But you
really.
Give them as gifts.
Give
to who?
You can pass your spins on. You can send your spins to Jamie. You'll make his day.
Thanks to my father-in-law, I have a 6-month subscription to The Athletic that he sent over yesterday. You have to pay to read sports now, by the way.
Oh, really?
Everything.
Okay.
Pay for everything.
That's right on topic.
It was a Tim Horton. He won it at Tim's.
Oh, he won it at Tim's. Yes. I did not know.
It's one of the prizes.
That. Oh, I did not know. He should have said
exactly that. On topic. Jesus.
All right. Okay. Have yourself a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.